David Drive, Metairie. Rico's offers quality used tires, they fix flat tires, and they do wheel repair. And while there, get that spare tire checked out. Check out Rico's on David Drive, Metairie. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie. 504-455-5199. 504-455-5199.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
When the sun comes
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain.
Stop
your sighing, won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
I wasn't going to say too much on top of the ones, but there it goes. Of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
November 6th,
yep.
2023.
And it's Baruch with the Beat Exchange, but I'm the Empress of Badness, I can tell you that. Bunny did that. And so we got James coming in. He's on the phone, and we got Josh Dosh from Trash Talk New Orleans. Engineer and producer, so we sitting here with him. He knows his stuff. And James, neighbors from Overpasses for America, he's on the phone. He's gonna say, there you are, James. Yeah, I didn't know, I couldn't see.
Yeah, I've got a new nickname.
What?
Well, the people at Chick-fil-A call me the Salvation Army guy now.
Well, that might not be so bad.
Yeah. No, it's actually, I like it. You know, it's a good, feels good helping people, so it's good to be recognized for that.
No, that's good. That's good. Yeah, so the articles that I was interested in that I happened to see, the one from the Washington Examiner, Tim Scott slams Barack Obama for complacent comments on Israel-Hamas war, so, you know, that's it. And the other one that really took me aback was they tried to expose Louisiana judges who had systematically ignored prisoners' petition and no one listened, and they wound up having a judge that commit suicide, or they say commit suicide. So, you know, that's the thing. When you try and expose the judges, it's like I was told recently, when you lose your radio show, we're going to kill you then. And it looked like you committed suicide because you lost the radio show. I said, go ahead. Let's see. I can get you better from the other side. But we're going to play anyway. And that we have an elections, James. And the runoff elections. Are y'all finished with y'all's in Oklahoma?
I haven't had any.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
we do ours on a different, it'll be next year.
Yeah, see, our place is so nuts, James. You're not going to believe it. They have this guy running for parish president, Louis Gomez. He's illiterate. He can't read or write. And what they're going to do is to put the son of a former sheriff in as CEO of the parish. And when everybody realizes that, you're going to have two massive salaries so you can get back to the old school, you know, kickbacks, no bid, government contracts, skimming, you know, and build up your house while the roads are falling apart and lie to the local fishermen that you're going to build facilities for the seafood when they are taking in 650 million pounds every 3 months of foreign seafood. It's unbelievable.
Right when you said one of them is illiterate?
Yes, the parish president, the guy that wants to run Louis Pomaz, is illiterate.
What party is he running under?
He says he's Republican, but he's got Joe Biden signs on his property, his personal property.
That doesn't sound very Republican to me.
No, look, the last parish president, well, this one, you know, when he was a coach, you know, he also did drive his head and, you know, drive people out the parish and groom them. The one before that had a sex dungeon. And everybody knew he had a sex dungeon. And that winds up blowing up after they catch him doing porn and gambling on the city government, parish government computers.
You might be better off with the illiterate guy then, from the sounds of things. Holy
Not if
cow.
He's hooked up with the husband of the milkman's wife.
You know,
because this is how they kidnapped Miss Arlene Miro from Chicago. I mean, and this is how Pullman made sheriff.
I mean, talk about plausible deniability. He says he can't read or write, and so no matter what they put in front of him to sign, he could say, well, I didn't know what it said.
Right, but if you have the former sheriff's son, you know, you just sign anything, helicopter rides, whatever, you know, submit them to FEMA, pay on helicopter rides that never even happened, you know, stuff like that.
Some of them need a helicopter ride with free flying lessons.
Yeah, well, you see, Pomaz, you know, it's like the same cartel. He says he's against the cargo terminal, but he's not. He's for it. You know, because everybody with him is for it. He's not going to rebuild. He's not going to build seafood facilities for the local fishermen and shrimpers. You know, he said, just like Lafitte. Well, all of them are closed, but they don't know that. They just hear promises because everything was devastated, the waters, because of the oil rig explosion that we had April 20th, 2010, under Obama, when they were going to move to... They started the process of removing Obama from office. And that's a story that I saw on C-SPAN because I watched the House Oversight Committee. And it was John Connors from Detroit who was the chairman. And I watched the testimony that was given about the voter registration fraud, and that was all busted before the election, the 2008 election. And so, you know, we watched a lot of things on C-SPAN and all of that scrubbed down. And so they said they were going to investigate Acorn as an organized crime syndicate involved in election fraud.
And that all disappeared.
Right, with the oil rig explosion. That's when it disappeared. The oil rig explosion off the coast of Louisiana in the Gulf of Mexico. And it was like 90 days of a massive oil spew. And they had bought up all kind of environmental friendly dispersants to break up the oil and left it on the docks. And everybody that knew about the oil rig explosion, they dumped their stock in the wells and bought money in, bought stock in dispersants. And so there were lawyers in town that started tracking everything, you know, to expose it. But, you know, they had a situation, you know, where the courts are so crooked down here. You know, I mean... Hey, if Bono and them can buy out the state and federal court system like a modern-day version of Louisiana Purchase with their drug money, you know, that's pretty wild. And then get recordings out of a warehouse down in St. Bernard that they use for one of their dance records. You know, it's like, wow, that's pretty far with drug money. But they're involved in arms trafficking, too, so... That's how things wind up in Paris. Now, Lord, see you in a bit.
Don't move my mountain, but give me the strength. never get a bum steer at Joey John Froh's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cellar. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Froh's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504-279-6590.
Do you have ghosts in your house?
Well, I do.
Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party, 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry. Also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Hey, this is BJ Russ. Make sure you join me every Saturday night for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM. We'll be on from 7 to 8 p.m. We'll talk sports, music, movies, and pretty much anything in between. Saturday nights at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM. That's the place to be. And don't forget that you can listen to us on WGSO.com and on the Mixlr app.
Believe me,
the Hendrix. I used to always try and push for Marva Wright to do that song because I thought that was so well, but you know, Marva was something else. In fact, Marva Wright had a good story about how she was treated by Daniel Lama and the Kingsway crew, you know, that was using the Jermaine Wells Mansion as a front for their drug trafficking. And when I came back from Paris, France, there was, and I was bringing five, I came back with five trunks because I decided I'd rather come back to the States and finish doing the Jermaine Wells Mansion so I could just cash out because I wanted to be away from them, which was some nice people from Canada, but some really downright dirty people. And they managed to hook up with some even more crazy people down here and think I should run front for a drug operation once I found the drugs. Now, I brought the pictures of what I found to Bernard Charbonnet because he was the notary on with me in the trust department of the bank. and the acquisition of Jermaine Wells' mansion. But Bernard Charbonnet and his sister, Desiree Charbonnet, decided to create a secondary document to appear as a primary document in my acquisition of the Jermaine Wells mansion. It looked like, to make it appear like I was with all this group of people who had forged a document, just like they played games this year in March 2023 with Royce DePlessis. You might hear that name. He's on the, some kind of community thing with the new governor. And covered up bogus paper and tried to sell me back my horses that they stole with bogus paper. And so they accomplished some of it. But I like the fact that you put collectibles on the page, because every single person involved in this March 2023, y'all are now accessories after the fact and accessories to the fact of an international theft ring. So congratulations. But using a picture of my mother's from her obituary at the time that this is going on, and I know nothing about it, because Royce DePlessis is given a state senate seat. I knew he was tied with Landry and Cannizzaro, because Cannizzaro could have straightened up the use of bogus documents to gain access to assets that were not on the market for sale. It's just that other people wanted them. That's how it goes. You know, unreal real estate? Wow. Now, my sister can't buy our assets back. She can't have them. That's what the judge said. You know, the judge is going to say a lot of other things, because this is the new layer of judges in Civil District Court for the Parish of Orleans. That's with the mob. They building themselves up. Yeah, do something about it. And so they don't have, with the Bruno and Bruno law firm, they involved in it too. Because they didn't want to have nothing when I showed them. I said, look, if I have an issue with this, I was in an accident with me as a target. Now they have a name for it called slammer accidents. If I ever have to be deposed, all of this is going to come up. Oh, no, 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 that's a different lawsuit. No, it's not. If somebody's related to Mary Mortellara Bruno at this law firm, I need to have my files, and I need to go and get an attorney that'll represent my interest. Oh, they lied to me. Joe Bruno lied to me. Joe Bruno, where have I heard that other name where they did something crazy? Oh, yeah. So a gentleman gets disbarred for trying to represent his interest, and then they get a class action suit just given to them. It wasn't even around. Oh, you made a lot of money with your cover-up, Mr. Joe Bruno, and so did your friends. So did your friends, but hey, I was just waiting to see what y'all were going to do. I haven't been to your law firm since July 2021 with Kevin DeRoche, lying, playing games, trying to cover up for St. Bernard. 1818, right? Concealing that he's the attorney for the trucking company of the medical transportation van that I was riding in when we got hit. But I don't blame the driver. She stopped. She saved our lives, but I still got hurt. Busted disc in my neck and back. You can't pretend you got that. And then when I'm going to blow some things on the air, because I've been doing this for 5 years, 2019, going on five. The salvo wants to show how close he can get somebody to me. And AP 3%, the man who runs Louisiana chapter of AP 3%. Unconstitutional policing is their mission. And I'm about to repeat something that I've said on air, because DeSalvo and Bigelow and Phil Whitman of the Stone Pigman Law Firm with the Charbonnets right there need to clean up Judge Michael Bagnaris's action with the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation when they were embezzling so much money from the foundation that it almost collapsed. But you see, board members, thugs, are still involved with every board in the music and art industry. Every board, because that's your good cover. Just like somebody stood up and exposed what the New Orleans Musicians Clinic Foundation was doing. Same thing. Helping themselves. $5,000 a month rent. But they all act like they volunteers. Ain't no volunteers. I took pictures of the food they were sending me as an elderly person. I took pictures. While they calling me on the phone, while they have an operative, well, you might not qualify anymore for this. Yeah, qualify for decomposing food, you maniacs. But that's the way it goes, right? Decomposing food. You got to be kidding me. So, but hey, say to all kind of people how much you do for the elderly people. It's just that when they had a stage gang stalking incident and a gang assault, and they had four busted open surgical wounds, oh, you didn't want to get involved, huh? That's the Bethany Boltman didn't want to get involved. Really? Well, you're running a clinic and they're supposed to provide medical service. I got this operation because of the cancer. Oh, but they don't want to get involved. But they'll get involved when it's time to cover up for medical kidnapping with Buddy Matthews. And that's your New Orleans Musicians Clinic. That's your board members behind that that'll participate in medical kidnapping. And just like that lady stood up from the Boutte family, it's all political. Yeah, go ahead. Hit me.
Never get a bum steer at Joey Jonfro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cell. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey Jonfro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504 279-6590.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry. Also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
The 15th annual Oak Street Po'boy Fest, presented by Tony Sacheries, continues to serve up creative versions of this iconic sandwich. It includes a VIP area, art market, and a kids zone run by School of Rock. It hits on Sunday, November 19th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., with 40 food vendors, plus performances from Brazzy Nola, The Riverbenders, Zoom, Steltaphonic, the legendary George Porter Jr., and his running partners, and more. The event is free, but a wristband's required to purchase a po'boy. Visit po'boyfest.com for more information.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live on WGSO Radio New Orleans, talking Saints football in our 12th season in the red zone. We'll be live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for another exciting season of Saints football live on WGSO Radio.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. Homer police are not responding to calls as the Homer police chief has been arrested and booked for aggravated battery and malfeasance in office. After a complaint to the Claiborne Parish DA's office and a lengthy investigation by state police, Louisiana State Police procured a warrant for the arrest of Chief Elvin Van McDaniel. McDaniel is accused of using excessive force by deploying a taser multiple times on a noncombative subject while the subject was lying on the ground with his hands cuffed behind his back. The alleged incident occurred during a response to a reported theft in December of last year. Currently, Claiborne Parish Sheriff's Office will handle calls for service in the Homer area. LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels was taken out of the game after suffering a brutal hit from Alabama linebacker Dallas Turner. Head coach Brian Kelly says Turner was flagged for roughing the passer during a game, but not targeting, when his helmet came into contact with Daniels' chin.
They must have felt that there wasn't targeting. We sent it into the league office because we felt like it checked all the boxes, but again, you know, we want to protect the quarterback.
LRN.
This is U.S. Senator John Kennedy. I am proud to support John Fleming for Louisiana State Treasurer. You know, I'm very honored to have served as your treasurer for 17 years, so I know how important the job is, and that's why I'm supporting John Fleming. John Fleming will protect your hard-earned dollars from politicians in Baton Rouge who want to spend money we don't have on things we don't need. John Fleming, I've known him for a long time. He is full of America and full of Louisiana. He's a proven conservative leader. When it comes to your money, he'll be so tight he squeaks when he walks. And that's what you want in a state treasurer. And I hope you would join me in supporting John Fleming, Louisiana State Treasurer.
Join Senator John Kennedy in voting for John Fleming for state treasurer. Early voting is November 3rd through 11th. Election Day is November 18th. John Fleming, Republican Treasurer.
Paid for by the Fleming Campaign.
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace of the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery and James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery and James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
Where's James with the SAT, the SAT scores? No.
James, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, yeah, we didn't hit. Yeah, so the those are all the gangsters, you know, that spend time carrying on with people who are creative, you know, instead of leaving everybody alone. You know, but I can understand I gave some people erectile dysfunction, but they were claiming that anyway, you know, to their wives so they can have, you know, get it up when they with their girlfriends. So I didn't do anybody any harm. You know, really. And no, just it's just tough having, you know, a sheriff that's supposed to, protect you, at least stay out of your house with you, with the deputies running with their weapons drawn. And then all of a sudden, these two wildcats known as the Wacko Mackles family becomes your mother's caregiver. You got to be kidding. And then George Wilford gets in it because they leave the woman in the house. That's Peggy Mackles and Lawrence Ruas. I didn't know his last name. If I wouldn't have given him a last name, which was Mackles, then, because there's a cleaning woman somewhere, and he have nothing to do with him. But two sexual assaults, and I can't get a police report on it because, oh, well, it would send my son back to prison. We don't even know this lady. She met him at the mom at the grocery store. But Paul Tabory pulled a little stunt with the usufruct claim, saying that the house needed to be set up for disability, nothing. And then uses a phony baloney case number, 2007 and 2012. Well, we all know from calling from people running for judge in St. Bernard Parish that one of the people calling up, Jeff Showhead, said that he would put, I'm picking up something in the headphones, that he would put, the court system on computer. Jeff didn't even know what he was talking about. Computerized. You know, it's all paper files, so they could just play these sassy games, throw the paper away as if nothing happened because they ain't keeping track of it. That's how bad it was in 2012. Not much better now. Not much better now. If you look on the FBI website, they have a story about DA Nicosia covering up murder. Woman's got a name and everything. Nope. That stays up there. Scare everybody, right? Nobody's as scared as you think. They just disgusted. You don't have any shame. What y'all did to Miss Miro, I put it up on the WGSO webpage when I first got here in 2009. So you saw everything that went on. That was on YouTube. It's scrubbed now. I was on YouTube when we changed from a different computer system. We lost all of that, and we lost all the court cases against Bono and U2 of expecting women to be prostitutes for the business that they wanted to do worldwide and just pass them off as a side court and for their one organization. She exposed that they were spending all the money on themselves, that they weren't doing whatever, water wells in Africa, like they pretend they're doing all of that. They, you know, eventually they did. Even journalists asked them about it. And now they're doing a residency in Las Vegas. I'm happy about that because now you're in the country. So,
you know, it's funny you mentioned failures in Africa.
Right.
You know, Bono was, you remember that Live Aid thing they did for Africa?
Right.
And, you know, he went over there and gave all this food away. And he said he did this for about a decade. And now he no longer supports giving people in Africa any food at all because it turns them into parasites. All they do is expect the next shipment of food.
That's what you said.
What he has just done now, what he does now is he goes over there. He still helps people in Africa, mm-hmm. but instead of giving them free stuff where they don't have to do anything for it, he has them put in business propositions and then helps them start a business so they can take care of themselves.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I helped start a business for a corporate studio image. Maybe I ought to write him a letter and have him pay me now. Kingsway Music Corporation. Yeah. That would be
good. Yeah, I just thought it was funny. He was the king of the handouts in the 80s, and now, no, not a chance. You know?
Right. Well, I know they're real surprised thinking that, Landline Pedophiles, and he is Bono after he plays the spear, and they have a good show, turns around and starts talking about how Americans aren't free. They don't like freedom for gender politics and, you know, gender identity. I mean, people can do whatever they want. I mean, New Orleans, we've lived with drag queens for all our lives. And no problem. That's freedom. But don't force us to play it like you want it to be played, where everybody's a target for your perversions.
Well, and that's the thing. Nobody had a problem with drag queens. Nobody at all. I mean, you know, you might think, well, it's a little odd, but whatever. It's among adult company, so who cares? It wasn't until they started bringing it around children that it started to be a problem. And then, you know, the question is that I really have is, why aren't they going to, you know, read stories in elderly home, you know, in old folks' homes? I mean, those people are lonely.
Right.
You know, their families don't come visit them. Nobody comes to see them. They all do is sit there and be lonely all day long.
But those people aren't going to be voting very soon.
Yeah.
Or for much longer.
Yeah, it's wild. No, but the deal is that we got to be politically correct. They're called transgenders with a bulge. Now, when I was in Paris in 1990, every drag queen on the street knew Lanois by his first name. And so I stayed separate from him. I never stayed with a band person or anything, ever. I might even be on a separate floor. And so here I'm going down. We're going down the brick. You know, it's like brick walkway and that. And every drag queen knew, hey, Danny, bring your friend over tonight. And I'm not, you know, I'm not even paying attention. I'm looking at the sky. I'm looking at first time in Paris. You know, it's wild for me. Just instead of going to the museum, I went to the museum one day and decided that the museums I wanted to see, the historic deals, were the churches. So there you go. And so we walking down the street, and he goes, man, I don't know why they know my name. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. You know, he's a blast. He pulls his wang out, you know, in strange situations, and he thinks he doesn't have a problem. I had to talk to a doctor about that. He said, oh, no, it's somebody that's been given a position in life, a stature, and they didn't work for it. They were given it. I went, oh, my God, I'm in trouble. The neighbors across the way from the Jermaine Wells mansion call me up and tell me he does it one more time and exposes himself while we're having a brunch. We call in the police. I should have told them, call them now. That's what I should have done. But I didn't. So I said, man, this is wild, because I couldn't believe it was true, but it was. Other people told me. Then I see it in Paris. Because I went to a church, we waiting for somebody from the London, a major record label coming in, and they're going to advance his tour. They're letting one of the people from the record label get involved in advances tour. So this is perfect. So, and she happened to be a friend of mine. I just didn't let on how much I knew her, you know, but anyway. So I go back to the apartment to say, look, I'm going down to the church. I'm going to have dinner with the Catholic priest. And he's in the hallway with a cup of sugar, long John's shirt, and no pants on. And I say, hey, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm borrowing.
Wow.
Yeah, this is Daniel Lanois, U2's producer. They're a bunch of freaks. They love transgenders with a bulge. And, hey, that doesn't mean I got to run front for your drug activities and you turn around with the radio industry and you turn around and tell me, if I don't, you're going to give my credits away and I won't get any money. Hey, the hell with you. Y'all are a drug trafficking operation, and the attorneys I've been talking about on the air launder your drug money. Hey, and you definitely know the number to the Pimpmobile, the Caligaro Pimpmobile.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-204-5115.
Hey, this is BJ Russ. Make sure you join me every Saturday night for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM. We'll be on from 7 to 8 p.m. We'll talk sports, music, movies, and pretty much anything in between. Saturday nights at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM. That's the place to be. And don't forget that you can listen to us on WGSO.com and on the Mixlr app.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You don't have to move my mountains, but give me the strength to climb.
Yeah, you see, so you listen to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. Of course, it's Barbara Hooven with the Beat Exchange. And definitely, I'm the Empress of Badness. I'll expose everything. Why not? We supposed to be living in a third world country? You get a car, you can't even drive up the street. The roads are so damn bad. They gotta still give us all free tires, not free food. But anyway. People have Jeeps here.
Sounds like you might need them.
Right.
Maybe you could hit up NASA for some surplus moon buggies.
Right. So to say, no, definitely. The we didn't have time to go over. We need to look at the...
You mentioned something earlier about tests. Scores or ACTs or something, didn't you?
Yes.
You know, they're dropping like crazy here in Oklahoma. The average score on them is now 17. And 17 out of, I don't know what the highest score you can get on it is, but it's like in the 30s or something, I think. But I went right out, I was like 3 years after high school. And so, you know, I was what, 21. Mm-hmm. And you know, whatever, I'll just say it. I was really stoned, okay? I'll just say it. You know, I was really, really stoned, and I was walking through campus one day, and I saw this sign that said, free ACT testing. And I thought, hey, I'll go take it and see what I learned in high school. You know, 3 years after high school, right. I'll go take the test and whatnot. And I got a 24.
What do you mean?
You know, and these high school students that have been studying for this thing for months
right.
are only pulling off a 17. I mean, I was really high and had been 3 years out of high school, hadn't studied a bit for it, and still scored 7 points higher than these people that have been studying for it. And I'm just trying to figure out how.
Right.
You know?
Right. No, it's wild.
Well, the solution to this, you know, is going to be lowering the standard.
Well, of course.
Give everybody a trophy. That's the other thing, too. You know.
Yeah, that's a product of George Bush's kind or No Child Left Behind nonsense.
Right. You know what? Josh, talk. What about the new committee that Jeff Landry? There's a couple unindicted racketeering people on that.
Yeah, we have a funny new development now that we have our governor-elect. He'll take office here in 2 months in Louisiana. He's put together a committee. He's assembled 14 different committees. And one of them, the only one that got one city, is just for New Orleans. He's got one committee of just for New Orleans to advise him on what they need to do to improve everything. And it's business people and stuff. No one from City Hall, no one from the New Orleans Police Department. But This, James, we had of our recall effort to get our mayor removed, right?
Yeah, yeah, and I guess it didn't work out or she wouldn't have picked your new police chief.
Well, all the people that funded that whole recall campaign, coincidentally, are now all in charge of this New Orleans committee for the new governor.
Wow, yeah. It's like magic.
And in the middle of all of this, after I get threatened in March 2023 with a photo of my mother from an obituary, you know, like not to move on what was going on behind my back. Then it comes up that the first NBC bank collapsed for $1 billion, sticking the FDIC. What 20 board members permanently banned from ever being a board member in the banking industry. And one of them is the former clerk of court, Dale Atkins. And I've written stuff in the court record as it was going on about embezzlement schemes, illegal withdrawals, and the Louisiana Judiciary Commission had it. And that was doing Operation Wrinkle Robe when they were investigating corrupt judges down in Jefferson Parish. But it was all over because they wanted me to wear a wire because I went to the FBI. And if you want to get involved and say, I'm lying about this, show them, stupid, how close you are to what's going on. Show them. Pull your mask off and show them and smile. That'll be wonderful.
Yeah, a lot of people on this committee are very wealthy, crooked Louisiana businessmen. But the silver lining here is that these people all wanted to get rid of our also crooked Democrat mayor. So take what you can get.
Yeah, you see. And then the thing, hey, is like Jeff Landry, he's got a law degree. I mean, a law license, or you don't have a law license.
To be an attorney general, I would think you would have to.
I don't think every attorney general has a law license. But anyway, you know.
You'd like to think they would.
Right. But the guy in Minnesota, he was just well ready to do acts of mass destruction and just not charge anybody with domestic terrorism. The whole deal is there's a lot of attorneys, you know, not only should they be disbarred, I mean, Bono and them and Daniel Lanois had to definitely pay Kingsway Music Corporation with Brian Eno and Open Records. They definitely have to pay a big, stiff bonus to get those transcripts not to be released when Mr. Whitman stood in the courtroom and threatened Judge Nadine Ramsey and said, if you ever rule against me, I'll see to it personally that you will be removed from the bench. This is a man that can't practice. Everybody writes it for him. He can't even remember stuff when he gets in the court. He's horrible. He's just a thug. In a seersucker suit. That's the whole deal. Like Wile E. Coyote. And they cover for him. And they cover for him. But you see, we didn't know about the Louisiana State Court Chief Justice being relating to his son running it is the child trafficking ring. And with the Caligaro name on it when he started driving, I mean, you can't think of the things to do. Your father's like the Chief Justice of Louisiana State Supreme Court. You got to drive a kid around pimping her out. Yeah, that's real good. Real good, right. But well, I'm supposed to be the crazy one. But all of that came out in the early morning. What, like 5:30 in the morning? By 8:30, we wasn't even around. And he was supposed to, first he was going to expose who his clients were. His clients could be other judges. And didn't they try to get one of them almost got out, huh, off a 14-year sentence recently? And he goes, no. It's wild, huh, James? They think that this is going on.
I think you guys need, like, carpetbaggers down there.
No, carpetbaggers added to it. They did have a fire when I said, oh, man, where do I know that name, Royce DePlessis? You know, and then the courthouse caught on fire. All right, we got to go. Thank you, James. We'll see you same time next week, Josh.
You bet.
All right. See you later. Walk on pins and needles, see what they can do. Walk on gilded splinters with the cane of the Zulu. Dang, I'm at a
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.